Today's Shir is Masech B'Psachim Daf Hey. We will bring Daf Dalet Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom to Nan Hossam. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis teaches us Remeya Omer Oichlim. One may eat chametz kol chamesh the first 5 hours of the day. Of course, whenever we speak about hours, particularly in this Masechta, it's not taken like we have on the clock. The way we look at hours, Ashar Zmanis. So says the Gemara, Eichlin Chametz, Eichlin will not eat Chametz Kol Chamesh the first 5 hours of the day, for Sarfin Betchila Shesh. And we have to burn the Chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. We should wait till the beginning of the seventh hour, because that's when it's ready, that's when we are already obligated to burn the Chametz Midaraisa. And Chazal said, 1 hour earlier than what the Torah tells us, we should already burn the chametz. And Mitzvah Shem, when we learn that Gemara, we'll understand better why. Yehuda Omer, Oichlen Kol Arba, will not eat chametz for the first 4 hours of the day, again, Shal Zmanis, V'toilen Kol Chamesh, in the fifth hour, we don't eat chametz, but we are not required to burn it. V'sarfin, V'tchil Sheish, and he too concurs that we burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour. However, points out the Gemara, the Kula Alma Mia, everybody is in agreement. Shechametz mishoish shos lamal asr. That chametz after sixth hour is asr that we have to burn it. Ask the Gemara Manolon, from where do we know this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amra Baya Trey Kroy Ksivi. Because there are two psukim. Ksiv, there's one pasuk that says, B'shivas Shabbos Sa'olim Matzvadechem. Chametz may not be found in your homes for all 7 days of Pesach. V'ksiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu sarim b'teichem, that already on the first day we have to destroy all chametz. Now, how can these two psukim coexist? The first pasuk says that you may not have chametz for any part of the 7 days. If we're going to burn the chametz on the first day of Pesach, so that till we're burning the chametz, we're having it. Which says we should burn it on the first day. So how do we how can we say we should burn it on the first day? We have to destroy it before. What does that mean? The rabbi comes to teach us Arba Asa Labir, that we have to destroy the chametz already on Arba Asa on Erev Pesach. Veima. Ask the Gemara, maybe what this pasuk is coming to teach us, l'rabbis leil chamisha asr l'bir, that it comes to teach us that we have to burn the chametz on the first night of Pesach, the night of the 15th. The sakadat chamina, because I didn't have this extra pasuk, we would think yomim ksiv, and we would think yomim im, that only during the 7 days of Pesach must we get rid of the chametz. Laila, the night that Pesach begins, loy, we don't need to destroy the chametz. That's why we have the extra pasuk, kamash malon, that the chametz should be destroyed already that first night. Afilu b'leilos, that even the first night of Pesach, the chametz should be destroyed. Answers the Gemara, haholoy etzuchalei. It's obvious, says the Gemara, that the chametz must be destroyed already that night of Pesach. So Tosfos asks a question. The Gemara is suggesting that we should use this pasuk to teach us that the chametz should be destroyed. If I didn't have this pasuk, I would think that the night of Pesach, I would still have chametz. But so that's why the pasuk of Biyoyim Harishon is coming to tell us that we need to destroy the chametz already by night. How could, ask Tosfos, a pasuk that uses the word b'yoyim be the source to tell us that we should destroy something by night? So the rat answers that although the Gemara recognizes the difficulty with this teretz, the Gemara recognizes that taking the word b'yoyim and using it to teach us a halacha about night has in it a difficulty. But the Gemara, says the Ran, prefers to say that pshat, that B'yoyim is coming to teach us that the night of Pesach, we should destroy the chametz, versus saying that we should destroy the chametz before Pesach, because it's very unlikely that we should have to destroy the chametz before Yontif. The chametz is a Pesach halacha, and if it's before Pesach, why do we have to destroy it? The Michas Chinuch, we're going to have a fundamental question. We just quoted the pasuk, Shivas Yom Tashbisu Somi Batechem. And the question is, whenever we speak about the word Tashbisu, how are we to understand the word Tashbisu? Is it that we may not have chametz, or is it an active obligation? Is Tashbisu come to teach us that we have an active obligation to destroy the chametz? So the Michas Chinuch says, by learning Pshat in this Gemara, we will see that there's an active obligation to destroy the chametz. And it's not just enough that you should just not have chametz. Because he says, if the entire Isser were just to have chametz, so then how would the Torah say that we should destroy the chametz on the night of Pesach before night? So he says, it must be that the Torah wants, so maybe Punk Faker says the Michas Chinuch, from here we see just not having chametz, because we can't burn the chametz on Yontif. The Iskish says the Gemara, so again, the Gemara was suggesting that this Pasuk is coming to teach us that the night of Pesach, we already have to, that's when we have to destroy the chametz, but not before Yontif. Says the Gemara, there's no need to tell us that the night of Pesach we have to destroy the chametz. The Iskish, says the Gemara, the Torah connects, has boshes sour lachilas chametz. The destruction of all sour, which is sourdough, a form of chametz, to the isser of eating chametz. And then the Torah connects, achilas chametz lachilas matzah. The isser of eating chametz to the mitzvah of eating matzah. And the Gemara works through the psukim. Has boshes sour lachilas chametz, the ksiv. The pasuk says, "Shiva Shlam Saul Lo Yimatzu B'Teichem Ki Kol Oichel Machmetzes V'Nichrasop." So we see that from when you're not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to even have chametz. V'Achilas Chametz L'Achilas Matzah. The Ksiv Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisachelu B'Chol Ma'Shveisechem Toichel Matzes. Ksibei B'Matzah Be'Erev Toichel Matzes. And which says by matzahs that of course we eat matzah from the first night of Pesach. So if there's a chiv to eat matzah from the first night of Pesach, so the Isser of Achilas Chometz already travels together with that. So I don't need a separate pasuk to tell us that you may not have Chometz and you have to destroy the Chometz ready from the first night of Pesach. It must be that the pasuk is not coming for Erev Pesach. So now the Gemara goes in the other direction. Fine. The pasuk is coming to teach us that we really must destroy the chametz in Erev Pesach. But why are we learning that we have to destroy the chametz Erev Pesach in the afternoon? Usually in our calendar, in the Jewish calendar, everything begins at the night before. So we're saying that the chiv of destruction of chametz begins on the night of on Arba Asr. We shouldn't say that it begins on Arba Asr, on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, as we said, that Midaraisa, the Chiv is at the beginning of the seventh hour, but rather, we should say that the Chiv begins on Erev Pesach in the evening. Ve'ema, l'rabbis, l'el Arba Asr l'bir, answers the Gemara. The Pasuk says, b'yoyim, Pasuk says, b'yoyim arishin k'siv, so we see that this Chiv, this obligation, is only obligation by day. Ask the Gemara, so fine, it's only by day, but maybe already from the morning of Erev Pesach, from where do we come to say that it begins on the afternoon? Answers the Gemara, whenever the Torah uses the word ach, it means tchalak, to separate. And the Torah, by using the word ach b'yom rishon, comes to teach us that we divide the day in two, and half the day we could still have chametz, and half the day, which is till Chatzos, and half the day on Erev Pesach, we already may not have any chametz. So Tosfos asks, why did the Gemara have to make a double hekesh? Tosfos says, we could have just said straight that whenever we're obligated to eat matzahs, we're obligated to eat, we may not have chametz. So Tais, why do we have to have first the Torah, the Gemara should said, Hasbasha Sor Lachilas Chametz. We should have just had the second hash. We should have just have the second. The Rashba asked this question. And the Rashba says a very sharp language. Shtus hi lahakshas kain. He says it's foolish to ask that question. Why? So I saw that the Achronim of the Sefer Zahav Shavah that explains what the Rashba means. The Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Matzis Techelu. Now the pasuk is not if the pasuk we're using is the pasuk of Shivas Yom Matzah Techelu, it's not talking about the matzah that we're obligated to eat. The only time we're obligated to eat matzah is on the first night of Pesach. So if we only had that pasuk of Shivas Yom Matzah Techelu, the night that we're coming to try to include that we have to destroy chametz would not be the first night of Pesach. Because that's a different type of achilas matzah. That's achilas matzah of choiv. Therefore, the pasuk first the Gemara had to bring the pasuk of b'chomesh v'seichem toichlu matzis. That even refers to the first night as well. So, ask Tosfos a different question: if we're relying on this hekish, so why don't we learn that there's a chiv karis if somebody doesn't destroy the chametz? If we're comparing it to the Isra of eating chametz, says the Pnei Yeshua, since the pasuk of Ki Kol Oichel Chametz V'Nikrasa, says the pasuk is being very explicit. Only somebody who eats chametz is Chayiv Karis, nothing else. The Gemara brings another raya, that the chiyuv of eating, of destroying chametz, begins on Erev Pesach. The Beit of Shmuel Tana, we have a precedent to say that the 14th Erev Pesach is already called Rishon. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Berishon ba'Arba Asur Yoyim L'Chodesh. So we see that Arba Asur is already, that the 14th day of Nisan is already called Rishon. So when the Pasuk says, Ach B'Yoyim Rishon, it means Arba Asur Nisan Erev Pesach. Rav Nachman ba Yitzchama Rishon Mikar Mashma. When the Torah used the word Rishon, it means from before. Where do we see this? Damakra, the Pasuk says in Eov, when Eov was complaining about his terrible fate, his friend Eliphaz HaTimani tells him, HaRishon Adam Tavolad, were you born before Adam HaRishon, that you should be so smart, and therefore you deserve to be treated so well? So we see that Rishon means before. So here too, we're going to define that Yom Rishon means before Pesach, Erev Pesach, Yudal Nisan. El Me'ato asked the Gemara, if you're going to take such approach, when the Torah says, L'kacht L'chem B'Yom Rishon, the Torah where it speaks about the mitzvah of Dal Minim, and the Torah used the word B'Yom Rishon, Hachinami, are you going to suggest Rishon Mikar Mashma, and you're going to say that we take the Dal Minim already from Erev Pesach? Answers the Gemara Shani Hosom Dixiv, V'smachtam ufnei elkechem shivis yomim. Ma shvi, when the Torah says the shivis yomim, shvi l'chag, it's speaking about days of Yontov itself. So when the Torah says af harishin, when the Torah says in that pasuk the word rishin, it means harishin l'chag, it's talking about days of Yontov themselves. Ask the Gemara, so let's learn the pasuk by Pesach. Hochnamiksiv. When we learn the pasuk that our shir is focused on, the pasuk says, "Ach b'yom harishon tazbishu shivis yomim matzis tachelu." So you see here too that the shvi are talking about days of yontif. So if we're saying that way, that should be right. The rishon does not mean yodalad nisan the day before Pesach. Answers the gemara imkei nichtakra rishon. If that's what the Torah meant, that the Rishon is referring to one of the days of Yontif, it should have said Rishon itself. But the Torah using the hay of HaRishon Lomeli, why did the Torah add the word HaRishon? Shmamina, it comes to teach us L'cheda Amoron, that Rishon is the day before Yontif. Says the Gemara, so because the Torah added the hay, it indicates that it's talking about the day before Yontif. Ihachi, so then you should have the same question by the Dal Minim. Hasam Nami, the Torah used the word HaRishon Lamali. So even though the Pasuk speaks about the days of Yontif, But the Torah adds that hey. And you're suggesting that whenever the Torah adds the hey, it means the day before. Yachi Hasam Nami Harishan Lamali. Hasu, and ask the Gemara another question. Hasam Diksiv. B'yayim Harishan Shabbosan or B'yayim Hashmini Shabbosan. This is a pasuk by Sukkot. Eimer Rishon Mikar Mashma. Are we going to say that already from Erev Sukkot? That's the pasuk of Shabbos, and that we're not allowed to work. Are we going to say that a Rishon means that from Erev Sukkot we may not work? Answer the Gemara Shani Asam Dama Kro B'Yoyim Shmini Shabbosan. Ma Shmini means Shmini D'Chag. When the pasuk says Shmini, it means the eighth day of Yontif. Af Rishon, Rishon D'Chag. It means the first day of Yontif, and not Erev Yontif. So ask the Gemara, fine. So now we have a proof that Rishon means Erev Yontif. But ask the Gemara, we're saying that wherever the Torah adds that, hey, ha, Rishon, it's coming to speak about Erev Yontif, now that you're coming to say that it's speaking about Yontif itself. So ask the Gemara, HaRishon, Lomeli, what's the Rishon coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Lamutei Chol HaMoed, to come to teach us that in Chol HaMoed we may do work. And of course, according to Machlokes Rishonim, if the Isra Masechta Mayakotin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, if the prohibition of doing Melacha in Chol HaMoed is an Isra D'Oraisa, an Isra D'Rabbanan, but this Gemara is still not difficult, because even if we'll hold that the Isra of doing work in Chol HaMoed is an Issa D'Oraisa, everybody agrees that a Dover Ovid, something that if you won't do, it will be a permanent loss, is Mutter on Chol HaMoed, and that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, that there's no, that maybe, that even though on Yontif, of course, there is no Heter of a Dover Ovid, on Chol HaMoed, there is. Ask the Gemara, but that din, that you're allowed to do whatever we say you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, ask the Gemara, on Chol HaMoed, Rishon, Shmini Shabbos, or Mishmini Nafka. The fact that the Torah says Rishon and Shmini, the Torah is singling out those days, that only on those days, Shabboson, may we not do Melacha. On any other day we do, next, we may do the Melacha. So what's the hay coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara Itzrach. Sakadat Chamina, Ha'ad the Kasa Rachmana, Ubiyayim HaShmini, with a Vav, and the Vav comes to add, Vav Moisav Alinyan Rishon. Wherever the Torah uses the Vav, it comes to add. So we would think that I feel B'chol HaShemoyed, that extra Vav is coming to teach us that even a Chol HaMoed we may not do Melacha. That's why we needed the Hay to teach us Kamash Malon, the Chol HaMoed, to whatever extent we may do Melacha. Ask the Gemara, V'loy Lichta Rachmana Loy Vav, let the Torah omit the B'yoyim HaShmini, which leads us to believe that we may do Malach on Chol HaMoed. And then, V'loy, hey, I wouldn't need the hey to exclude Erev Yontif from doing, I wouldn't need the hey to exclude Chol HaMoed that you may do Malacha. V'su, another question. Hasam, the Ksiv, the Pasuk by Pesach says, B'yoyim HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yilachem. And again, we have that extra hay. And the Gemara is suggesting now that whenever we have the extra hay, unless we need it for a different purpose, we say that the hay is coming to include Erev Yontif. Are you going to suggest Rishon de Mikar Mashma, that even Erev Pesach, you may not do Melacha? Ella, says the Gemara, we have had HaRishon a number of time. And usually, as we say, the Gemara is saying that when it says HaRishon, we say it comes to include Erev Yontif. Elahani Shloish HaRishon, the extra HaRishon that it says regarding the din of Dalaminim, regarding the din that one may not work on Sukkot, and regarding the din that one may not work on Pesach, Mibayle, it's needed for a different purpose altogether. Mibayle, L'chiratani de Bereshmol. They're needed for what Bereshmol taught us. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? What does Bereshmol teach us? The Tanit Beir of Shmuel, B'schar Shloish HaRishon, B'schar that we fill three mitzvahs that are called Rishon, Zochel Shloish HaRishon, we're going to be Zoicha to three great rewards that are called Rishon. We will be Zoicha L'Hachar Zara Shlomolek, we'll be Zoicha to destroy the children of Amalek, lebinyan beis hamikdash will be zaycha to the binyan beis hamikdash, ushmaish mashiach will be zaycha to mashiach. And the Gemara, because all of those are also called rishon. And the Gemara explains each one. Lachar zar shel Esav, the ksiv, the pasuk says that regarding Esav, v'yetza rishon admoni kula kadeir seir. Lebinyan beis hamikdash, the ksiv, kisik covered moram roshon mekoyim migdashenu. And l'shmaish shel mashiach, the ksiv, rishon l'tzion hinam hinam. And there's a machlokes ha'achronim, which to connect to which. The Rashi explains, b'schus that we're not going to do melacha on Pesach, which is the time of gula, we will be zaycha to a gula. The schus that we don't do melacha on Sukkos, we'll be zaycha to Beis Hamikdash, because the Beis Hamikdash is called the home, the sukkah of Hashem. And b'schus that we do the dalaminim, we're going to be zaycha, which is zman simcha seinu. When a Jew takes the dalaminim, he feels a tremendous sense of simcha. We will zaycha to be as a Mashiach. The Chasam Sofer explains that the correspondence is different. He says, b'schus that we don't do work on Pesach, we will be zaycha to Beis HaMikdash. That will be a place just of avodas Hashem. B'schus of Sukkos, we will be zaycha to prevail over Esav. The pasuk says, regarding Esav, the Esav holoch ledarkoi, the Yaakov nasa sukasai. How will we get rid of Esav? The Yaakov nasa sukasai, but a mitzvah sukkah. And b'schus lulav, we know that the lulav represents the dalaminim, all of the dalaminim represent all different types of Jews. And we know that the lulav represents a tzaddik. So b'schus of the tzaddikim, we'll be zaycha to Mashiach, who's the ultimate tzaddik. I saw another beautiful pshat. The dalaminim, between the dalaminim and Mashiach, we know, as the Gemara Masech the Yuma, Daf Tes Amud Beis teaches us, the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of Sinas Chinam. We know that the dalaminim represent all different types of Jews. There's the Yesh Bei Tam v'Yesh Bei Reach, there's the Jew that has Tam and Reach, there's the Jew that only has Tam but no Reach, the Reach and no Tam, nothing. And all of these different types of individuals come together, and because that they all come together, that's why Mashiach will come. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, Ein Yisrael Negolim Achi Gulam Kulam Agudachas. Mashiach can't come until we're all ba'achtas. Nothing represents achtas better than the dalaminim. And since nothing represents achtas better than the dalaminim, it makes sense to connect Bias HaMashiach and the dalaminim. The Rama in Ayur Chaim, Simon Tuf Pei, Sif Aleph, says, Yesh Loimar, we should say Shvoich HaMoscha. We should say, by the say the Shvoich HaMoscha, we should say it, says the Rama, Koidim Loilanu, before we say Hallel on the night of the Seder, and open the door to the member, says the Rama, that tonight is a Leil Shmurim, and B'schus, this Amuna, Mashiach will come, and Shvoich HaMoscha al Hagoyim. So we see that Posh Pshat, everybody explains that the reason we open the door on Pesach by night, by the Seder, is because the night of Pesach is a Leil Shmurim, and therefore we don't need to be concerned about our open door. There's an inherent problem with that, because if that's what we're trying to symbolize, that tonight is the Leil Shmurim, the night of Pesach, so why do we open the door only towards the end of the Seder? We should have opened the door at the beginning of the Seder. So the Chasam Sofer, in answering that question, explains, as we're going to learn in the end of the Masech, the Mitzvah Shem, the question of how do we have Dalet Kosis, four cups, where the Gemara explains that the four cups is Zugos, pairs, and we're supposed to avoid pairs. But why do we drink four cups? Because it's the Leil Shmurim. So when we pour the fourth cup, where we should start being concerned about Zugos, about Mazigin, we open the door to show it's a Leil Shmurim, all these concerns don't apply tonight. But I did see a different pshat. Our Gemara says that b'schus that we fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach, we're going to be zoicha to Mashiach. We're going to be zoicha to destroy Zaroi Shel Esef. So we see the schus of matzah brings Mashiach. So that's why after, towards the end of the Seder, when we did all of the mitzvahs of the Seder properly, so now, once we did all the mitzvahs of the Seder properly, we're opening the door to see, oh, now that we did everything properly, maybe Mashiach is here, and let's welcome him into our homes. Rava goes back to the beginning of the shir. As we began our shir today, the Zman, we learned of destroying the Chametz, is on Ara Pesach by Chatzos. And where do we know that from? It says the Gemara, Rav Amar Mehocha. The Pasuk says, Le Sishchot HaChametz Dem Zivchi, Le Sishchot HaPesach, one may not bring his current Pesach, Vadayin Chametz Koyim, when he still has Chametz. So that's why we have to destroy the Chametz before they bring the current Pesach, which is on Chatzos, a very Pesach. But ask the Gemara, as also we're going to learn later in the Masechta. When they brought the Karmen Pesach, they didn't all bring it at the same time. So ask the Gemara, Ve'ema, kol chad v'chad kishachet, that the zman for every individual to destroy the Chametz is when he personally brings a Karmen Pesach. Answers the Gemara, zman shechita rachmana. It's not dependent on when you personally bring your Karmen Pesach, it's when the zman of the bringing the Karmen Pesach comes. And says the Gemara, Tanya Namihochi, the Gemara brings a brisa to support Rava's understanding. The Pasuk says, Achbu Yamarishim Tashbishu Sarmi Batechem, Merev Yontov. Does that mean Erev Yontov? Or Ein Elo Yontov Atzmai? Maybe it means on Yontov itself is when we should destroy the Chametz. Tamaloima, Lashishcha El Chametz Dem Zivchi, Lashishcha Nesa Pesach, don't Shech the Kar Pesach, Vadayin Chametz Kayim, when you have Chametz, Diver Bishmo. So that's a raya that we have to destroyed the Karmen Pesach. So I saw that the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis says that if the destruction of the Chametz is connected to when we bring the Karmen Pesach, so we know that the time for destroying the Chametz is in every country when Chatzos comes. But even, let's say we are here in America. So in America, we're 7 hours behind Etz Yisrael. So Chatzos in Etz Yisrael is 7 hours before Chatzos is here. And the Karmen Pesach, however, is brought in Etz Yisrael. So he asks that we should have to destroy the Chametz here in Chutz Laretz at the time that the Karmen Pesach is brought, which is 7 hours before our Chatzos. So he says that we know that in different periods of the history of Klal Yisrael, they were allowed to bring Karmen Pesach on Bomas. They didn't have to specifically bring the Karmen Pesach on the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the time for Karmen Pesach in Chutz Laretz would be whenever this man is in Chutz Laretz. And now that we're connecting the destruction of Chametz to the time of Karmen Pesach, we could prove from here that we could lose our local time, not the time in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva gives a different understanding how we know that the Chametz has to be destroyed from Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Ein Tzarech, we don't need the Pasuk of Leisishcha El Chametz to teach us that we have to destroy the Chametz in Erev Pesach. Hareyu Oimer, the Pasuk says, Ach B'yom Rishon Taz Bishu Sar Meteichem V'ksiv, but there's another Pasuk, Ka Malacha L'yasa Behem, that you're not allowed to do any Malacha on Yontif. Now, mitzinu lahavara shi ab malacha. The burning the chametz is ab malacha. So that cannot be done on yontif when it's not letzarech eichel nefesh. And burning the chametz is not for a constructive purpose. We're just trying to destroy the chametz. So it can't be, says Rabbi Kiva, that the Torah meant to tell us that we should destroy the chametz on Pesach itself. How could you burn chametz on Pesach itself? It must be that when the Torah tells us, B'yayim HaRishon Tashbisu, when the Torah says that we have to destroy the Chametz, it must be that the Torah is telling us that we have to destroy it from Erev Pesach. So I saw that the Magen Avraham and Simon Tef Mavav and the Shaar Melech and other Achrayim and Rukiv Eger ask, why is it impossible? say that we have to destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach, and but we indeed may not do it, it's Yontif, we'll ask a shliach of an Akum, a non-Jew, to do it. So this time, so most Achronim say that it's difficult to believe that we should act, that to fulfill this important mitzvah of destroying the chametz, the Torah meant to say it, we should do it through a shliach akum. But Davni Nezer in Simen Shin Mem Aleph says that you can't use a shliach of an akum. He says that the pasuk, when the Torah says to destroy the chametz, the pasuk wants us to do this mitzvah ourselves. And since the Torah says we want you to do the mitzvah itself, that's why it can't be that the Torah meant that we should, and that clearly indicates that we should do it and not through an akum. Rav Yosemer, ein tzarich, we don't need this raya. Harei, why ma'ach b'roi ma'rishin, does b'shi somas teichem, but it must be me'erev yontif. Says Rav Yosi, maybe ayin el b'yontif, maybe it means that in yontif itself we should destroy the chametz. Tamaloi ma'ach, the Torah, by adding the word ach, the Torah was trying to teach us chalak, to divide a day. Part of the day you may have chametz, and part of the day you can't have chametz. Vibi yontif atzmai. And if we're going to say that this pasuk is talking about yontif itself, mishori, would it be permissible to have chametz till chatzos? Hishkus, haven't we said that hashbasas sar is connected to achilas chametz? V'achilas chametz, we connect it to achilas matzah, which is the entire day. So if the pasuk says ach, that the day we must destroy the chametz is a day that we only have to destroy the chametz partial, part of the day, the later part of the day, it can't be yontif, because in yontif, your chametz would be also the entire day. Amar Rava, based, says the Gemara, on what Rabbi Kiva said in explaining how we know that chametz must be destroyed from Erev Yontif, Shmamino mid Rabbi Kiva, from Rabbi Kiva's statement, we can learn three halachas. Plus, Shmamina, number one, we learn, Ein bi chametz el b'sreifa. We're going to have a machlokes tanoim on daf chof aleph amen aleph. According to the chamim, you could when the Torah speaks about destruction of chametz, it could be done in any way. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be done through burning the chametz. From the fact that Rabbi Kiva says that when the Torah says b'yom rishon tasbisu, it can't mean yontif itself, because in yontif itself there is no way to burn chametz. Why? Who says you have to burn it? The fact that Rabbi Kiva uses as an integral part of his limud that we have to destroy, that we have to burn it, and we can't burn it on yontif, we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that the way to get rid of chametz is by burning it. So I saw that many Rishonim ask that we're saying that if you have to burn the chametz on yontif, there's no way to burn it because you can't burn it on yontif. But the question is that even if we're going to learn that you have to burn it, all that means is that when you find chametz, you have to burn it. So maybe you should destroy the chametz on yontif or burn it on Chol HaMoed. So the Pnei Yeshua explains that from here we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that not only must you burn the chametz, but what you have to do is burn it. When you want to do the mitzvah tashbisu, the only way of doing it is burning it at the zman that the Torah told us to burn it. What is the zman that the Torah told us tashbisu? If it's yontif, we would have a problem. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, that's Ayin Amar Aleph, indicates a question. The pasuk says, L'svaru eish b'chomesh v'seichem b'yom Shabbos. And the inherent difficulty is, why does the Torah single out the Malach of Havara? Why does the Torah single out this Malach that you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos? So Rabbi Yossi says, Havara l'lav yotzis, that making a fire on Shabbos is not like all other Malachas. We know by all Malachas, if somebody violates them, b'meizu with Eidim Asor, there's a chiv skila. Without Eidim Asor, there's a chiv karis. B'shogi, there's a chiv chattis. The Isra Havara is only a lav. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Nosson has says a different explanation. He says the reason the Torah singled out Havara is to teach us L'chalik Yotzus, that if somebody violated all 39 Malachos in Shabbos Chas V'Shalom, he gets punished, he did a B'Shagig, he has to bring a separate Karm Chattas for each one. The fact that Rabbi Kiva says, Metzinu L'Havara She'av Malacha, Rabbi Kiva says that Havara is an Av Malacha, is a raya that he holds, like Rabbi Nosson, that Havara is a full-fledged Malacha. Because as Rashi explains, if Havara wasn't a full-fledged Malacha, why wouldn't you be allowed to do it on Yontif? And Rabbi Kiva is saying here, we can't do Havara on Yontif. So Asemis asks a question. Even if we'll say, as the Gemara is saying now, that Havara is a full-fledged Malacha, when you destroy Chametz, it's a Malacha Shenetzrich Legufa. And as we discussed extensively in Meshach to Shabbos, the opinion of Shimon is that a Malacha Shenetzrich Legufa is not a Malacha. So the Asemis answers that if the Torah tells us, as we discussed a moment ago, that there's a chiv, that there's an obligation to burn the chametz, what the Torah is telling us is, by the Torah telling us that we have to do that mitzvah, that something that the Torah tells us we must do, we can't call a malach shenet zrich legufa. V'shma minah, another point, lo yamrinin hoyav hutra avar l'tzor chutin mishloi l'tzor. That we know on Yontif, as we mentioned a moment ago, that you're allowed to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh. There's Machloikas Tanoim. Once we say that Malachas Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, what does that mean? Beishame's opinion is that you could only do a Malacha that's Letzorich Eichel Nefesh. If it's not Letzorich Eichel Nefesh, it may not be done. Beishil's opinion is that once a Malacha is in the category that this is the type of Malacha that's done Letzorich Eichel Nefesh, B'toich Shotru Letzorich, if it's mutter l'tzorich, then it's also mutter shloi l'tzorich. So if that's the case, Rabbi Kiva says, I can't make a fire on Shabbos, on Yontif, why not? According to Beis Hillel, why don't we say, b'toich shotru l'tzorich, hotru shloi l'tzorich, and I can make a fire to burn the chametz. So we see that Rabbi Kiva, who says, I can't make a fire to burn the chametz, does not agree with the concept of b'toich shotru. Of course, even when we say the opinion of Hillel, Beis Hillel, that says, Metach Shotu L'Tzorich, Hotu Shloi L'Tzorich, there has to be some Tzorich. To do something without any Tzorich on Yontif, there is no mitzvah. And the Pnei Yeshua explains, that burning the Chametz certainly is not something which is totally not required on Yontif. So if you would hold Metach, you should be allowed to burn Chametz on Yontif. Tana Rabbanim. So now the Gemara delves into the Surah by Yirah by Yimotza. The Pasuk says, the Gemara begins a Braisa. The Braisa says, Shivas Shomim, Saw lo Yimotza B'teichem. Ma Tama Loimer. Why do we need this Pasuk? V'loi Klanama lo Yirah lecha chometz, v'loi lecha saw b'chol gvulecha. Answers the Braisa, L'fishnam v'loi lecha saw. So if I only had that Pasuk, I would think Shilchai Ataroya. You're not allowed to own your own Chametz. Aval Ataroya you may have Shilachayrim, the Chametz of Nochrim, Vishal Gavaya, the Chametz of Hegdish, Yochel, and therefore I would think Yatman, you could keep Chametz in your home, Vilikav Pagoinus, Min Anochri, or you could take Chametz that's owned by Anochri, Tamaloy Maloy Motzcha. If you may not own, you may not have in any sense chametz in your home. Only el chametz shall nachrish like kibashta. So the Braisa continues. We would think only this then applies by akum who's not under our control. Ein shari imach bechatzer, or it's an akum who's not your neighbor. Nachrish kibashta, a nachri that you have control over. V'shein shari imach bechatzer, or he lives together with you. Menayin. How do we know that even that Akum's chametz you may not have? And the Gemara soon will ask the obvious question, just the opposite. If it's a chametz that the more connection you have to the Akum, the more that you should not be allowed to have that chametz. Only chametz which is in your home, which is with you all the time. But Baruch Sichemar is different parts of your house, caves, etc. How do you know that minayin the ferot chametz you're also over? Tamalayma b'chol gvulecha. V'dan eni amar shebibatim the chametz that are in your home. That's what the Torah says. Leimotzah b'teichem over. That's where you'll be over by your rabbi, your motzah, by yatman, where it's not visible. By kaptonis b'nachri, and you'll be over the isra of owning chametz that you receive from a chametz. Shebigvulim. But the chametz that's not actually in your house, shalchaya teroya, avat teroya shalchem v'gemayim, that you'll be allowed to have it. Umanayin litin. So how will we know? As ha'omer shalzeh b'chametz shalzeh. How do we know that all the dinim that apply to the chametz which is in your home apply to the din to chametz that's not actually in your home, and vice versa? Shalzeh b'zeh. Tamloim saw l'gzeru shava. We have gzeru shava. Nem saw b'batim. Because the pasuk says, "Saw lo yimotzu b'beteichem," v'nem saw begvulim. Because the Torah says, "V'lo yiru lecha saw mas saw amr bebatim oiv mishum bayirah bayimotze or bayatman or baykabdonis menachrim af saw amr begvulim oiv mishum bayirah bayimotze bayimatman or baykabel pekdonis menachrim." Continues the brayso, mas saw amr begvulim shilchay ataroya after roya shalchem shilgvoya. The halacha is. And that chametz applies strictly to your own, not to the chametz that belongs to others. Af sar of akum and kachim, af sar ha'ama bebatim shalchay ataroya avataroya shalchem shalgvaya. So there are many obvious difficulties. The very obvious difficulties in the brisa. The first difficulty, which we pointed out, amamar enli ala benachri shloy kibashta ven shar bechatzar. We would think that the iser only applies by a nachri. Who you don't have control over and doesn't live with you. But if you have a nachri that you have control over and he lives with you, how do we know that this applies as well? That you're not allowed to have his chametz. Ask the Gemara klapilaya. If anything, we should say just the opposite. And the Gemara uses that wording. Clap a lie often to say what you're saying, we should be just the opposite. I saw Rabbeinu Hananel says clap a lie means clap a alia. Alia means the tail. He says you're confusing the front and the back, and you're getting confused in what you're saying. And because of that, Amar Abai indeed Epoch. We have to turn around, we have to reverse the Brisa. And the Brisa's question was that maybe only by the Nachri whom you control and the Nachri who lives with you, that's whose chametz. You may not have, but in different nachri, that halacha would not apply. That's what we learned, that it applies by all. Rav Amar, Rav says, there is no reason to reverse the braisa. We're going back to the beginning of the braisa. The braisa says, that you're allowed to have the chametz of an akum of hegdish. So I would think, only that where does that halach apply? El b'nachri shalai kibashta, a nachri that you don't control. Thanks, Sharik Mabachatzer, doesn't live with you. How do I know, says Rovin, explaining the braisa. Nachri shikibashta v'sharik Mabachatzer, still the halacha is going to be shalchai teroya, ava teroya shalachayrim, tamalayim ala yimotzei. Ask the Gemara, but according to this, we don't understand the braisa. V'tai tanim ahedai teira, the Tan is trying to teach us that this chametz, even though it's the chametz of an akum whom you control, you may have. And what's the pasuk it brings a raya from? Menasle krali surah brings the pasuk of lo yimotzei, which is a pasuk that teaches an isser. Answers the Gemara, what the braisa meant to say, mishum shenemer, because it says the word lecha, lecha, trei zimni, it says in Parshas Boy, v'lo yiru lecha chametz v'lo yiru lecha sa b'chol gvelecha. And then it says in Parshas Re'ei, "V'lo yiru lecha sa'ah b'chol gvulecha shevis yamim." So we have an extra lecha. The extra lecha has come to teach us that all types of akum shachar teroya avat teroya shel achayim v'shel gvoya. So Gemara goes deeper into that brayse. Amamar yochel yatim v'kabel pekdonis men anochrim tamaloy melo yimotzei. But ask the Gemara. So it says you're not allowed to have the chametz of an akum. But ask the Gemara. Ha'amrit. Reisha, but we said at the beginning of the Braisa, Shalchaya Teroya, Avat Teroya Shalachayim Veshal Gavoya. So we have here a very big stira. Are you allowed to have the chametz of an akum or not? Answers the Gemara Loikasha. Had the Kibbalah Loich Reis. If you have responsibility for that chametz, then there's an Isser. Had the Loik Kibbalah Loich Reis. If you don't have responsibility for that chametz, then you don't have the responsibility. Kiha, Dama Rava Labnei Mechuza, like Rava told the people who lived in his city Mechuza, Biira Chamira, the Bnei Chaylim Bataychu, they used to have to hold chametz for the army, people from the army, to feed them. They used to eat in everybody's home. Then the Rava would tell them, destroy it. Why? Because Kiv the Ilam Mignav, if that chametz was to be stolen, Vila Misbet, or got to be lost, B'shisukai, it's considered in your Rishus, or Bisa L'shlumei, you are responsible to pay for it. So therefore, Dulchon Dami, it's considered like yours, and it's awesome. Ask the Gemara, so we're learning here that something that you're responsible for is considered like yours. The halacha calls that a dover hagoyrim lemonim. The Gemara, Masechta Bava Kamma, teaches us that if somebody steals something that belongs to Hegdish, normally there's a chiv a kefil, there's a chiv for tashlumei arba v'chamisha. But since it's not considered that person's, it was stolen from your home, it's not considered the gunim beis ha'ish. And therefore there's no chiv kefil. Rav Shimon, however, said that if you're responsible for that hegdish, once you're responsible for that hegdish, even though it's not yours, but since you're responsible, it's considered dovah goyer l'mamon. So says the Gemara, so therefore, as soon as you're responsible for the chametz, that's why it's considered like yours, and you may not have it over Pesach. But ask the Gemara, Eleman Dama, who throughout Shas holds that a dovah goyer l'mamon, laf k'mamon dami, mayik l'meimer, why should you be responsible? Answers the Gemara, indeed, normally, a dova agarim lamamin is not mamin. Shani hacha, dama lo yimotze. The Torah, by going out of its way and saying lo yimotze, says that even though it's only a dova agarim lamamin, I'll be over. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. Hanich laman dama dova agarim lamamin, laf kamamin dami. Hainad itzruch lo yimotze. Because normally I would say that it's not considered yours. That's why I need a passage to teach us that you're responsible. So of course it's considered yours. So why do I need a pasuk of lo yimotze lomeli? Answers the Gemara Itzrak. That as long as the chametz is still existent, it's not considered mine because I could give it back to the Akum like it is. And since I could give it back to the Akum like it is, maybe I shouldn't be responsible. Kamash Malan, that I am responsible. So here we're learning the chametz for which you are responsible. You may not have, even if it belongs to Nachri, you may not hold that chametz on Pesach. The question is, to what level of responsibility, at what level of responsibility are you chayef for Bayira? Rashi holds that even if you're just a shay mechinam, you're considered kabbalas achrayis. The Rambam disagrees. He says only if you have the achrayis of a shay mesachar, which we know, the Gemara Masechta Mitzia, the Pesukim and Parashat Mishpatim, give us a much higher level of responsibility when you are a Shomer Socher. Only that level of responsibility makes you be chayv in Bayira Bayimotzah.